Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Well, you know what? If I could hear me, I could know. Oh, there you go. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, we're going to talk a little bit this hour about what happened. Sounds like the Hillary Clinton book, doesn't it? No, but in all sincerity, we have had Dr. Gerard Lomero on the show. And you know, really, seriously, like 98.9% of the time, he hits it right on. But he and two or three other, I mean, listen, the pollsters, they were on another planet. They didn't get anything right. But the muddlers, which is what Dr. Lomero does, they usually are pretty darn close. Pretty right on and pretty darn close. So what happened? Now, again, some of you just tuning in the first hour, I talked about how much has been stolen. And look, stolen comes in many ways when it comes to votes. There are people who are ballot harvesting. And some of them were, you know, frankly, throwing away the ballots in heavy Republican areas. Some of the ballots got thrown away. That's not cool. It's not right. Right? I mean, don't you think? And then on top of that, you have people who are actually ballot harvesting by going to people's homes. Which, look, I get it. I get we're trying to win. I get all that stuff. But they were ripping up the Republicans for, you know, dropping, you know, going through the streets, going through the neighborhoods, and dropping stuff off that was not acceptable to them. So I find all that really, really interesting that they can do it. Remember what I told you a couple of weeks ago, right? This is a fight for our freedom. Any way you cut it, this is a fight for our freedom. And if you believe in the Bible and you believe in God, you're going to be fighting for your religious freedoms. And don't say I'm a fearmonger, because it's true. You saw what happened under Obama. A naval hospital, you couldn't... Naval hospital, because it was a government facility, you couldn't have a Bible. You couldn't have a chaplain pray in Jesus' name. Even though the guy lying on the bed who just took a bullet for you, who defended your freedom, is dying on his bed... He's on his deathbed. He believes in Christ. And I know that some of you don't understand what that's all about, having that kind of belief system. And here it is, that the guy that's praying with him can't use the name of the Savior that he believes in and knows to be true. That's not trampling on somebody's religious freedoms or freedom of speech, for that matter. But they let it happen. So, are you ready for all that? Are you ready for the military to be defunded again? Are you ready for people to be dying in the streets of America at the hands of other Americans? Although I wouldn't call them Americans. I really wouldn't. Subversives. That's what I call them. When you see Antifa out the street lighting things on fire, hurting people and punching people, and what do? They go looking for the guy that filmed it because he broke the law? Who do you think's driving all that? Why do you think the police endorsed Donald Trump? Police unions that don't endorse Republicans. Seriously. How did Donald Trump lose? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, love it when you guys are with me. Love it when you comment. My hardcore Republican friends, I want you to really think about some things. I want you to think about, don't just be stuck that you're a Republican, you're a conservative, therefore you're right, and this is right. Don't do that. Don't do that. Have the facts. Know what you're talking about. Centrists in the House Democrats lash out at liberal colleagues. They blame the far-left views for costing the party seats. And they would be right. Now, listen, it wasn't a big loss. The president, we're focusing on the presidency. I'm worried about the Senate a little bit, but it wasn't the big loss that we were promised. It wasn't a take over the Senate, take over the House, and take over the presidency. They had an angry dispute erupted among House Democrats on Thursday with centrist members blasting their liberal colleagues during a private conference. Right? They blasted them for pushing their far-left views that cost the party seats in Tuesday's election. The exchange came, which lasted more than 3 hours, as members sniped back and forth over tactics, ideology, and they reflected to the extent to which the 2020 campaigns exposed simmering tensions. I mean, think about something here. They were imploding or exploding or whatever you want to call it from within. Party lead, you know, I mean, Joe Biden stands at the brink of blowing out Donald Trump, and they're not going to have any power to do anything. Party leaders have expressed certainty that Trump's divisiveness and the mishandling of the pandemic would help expand their majority wins in the GOPL districts. And yet they lost at least a half dozen seats, and they didn't retake the Senate the way they thought they were going to. Now, according to multiple people who were on the call and spoke on the condition of anonymity, the Republicans were easily able to paint them as a socialist, easily, because of the radical lefties. Well, frankly, they are radical lefties. So, senior host Dr. Lomero joins me after the break. You got to enjoy this. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Just seriously, just being part of the conversation, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem, right? Am I wrong here or what? So you want to get involved. You want to get engaged. You want to make sure that you have a clue. And I only bring on people who have a clue. Seriously. I mean that sincerely. God. Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip aren't working well tonight. They're just not wanting to work together. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. All right, so here he is. I've been getting emails from you guys going, what happened? Which is a great line, by the way. What happened? Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time on the show, to try to deal with these. Now, he's Technically, what would you call you? You're a modeler, or you're not a statistician?
No. I think my best thought, I suppose, is computer modeler. I build computer models of stuff.
Okay.
Forecast models being one of the big ones.
Yeah.
I've done other stuff. I've done air traffic control. I've done biological simulations.
Wow.
But my main thing that I like doing is the forecast models of elections.
All right. So let's
and
start. You're
usually right.
Well, first of all, even CNN is ripping up the pollsters. Even CNN has gone after these people. So,
well, they're wrong.
Well, yeah, they weren't just wrong. They were way wrong. And you had made a comment, Dick Morris has made the comment, that this was a setup, that basically they were meddling with the election by making people or having people believe that there was no way Trump could win.
Yeah, and they were trying to depress Trump voting. You know, voters thinking, oh, why bother? He's going to lose. Our vote won't count. I think that was their purpose.
Well, you know, again, we might be right. The way I look at all of this, seriously, is to sit there and think to myself, they couldn't just, well, actually, at this point, they could do it right in our faces, couldn't they? I mean, they're doing everything else in our faces. They're dropping votes. They're dropping ballots in places right out in front of people. And it doesn't seem, you know, the local governors or government doesn't seem to be doing anything about it.
Well, it's hard. You know, it really is hard. You know, for example, the lady who was in Detroit who saw three cars pull up with about 130,000 ballots, all of which were marked for Biden, not one for Trump.
Right.
She was there. She saw it. She was awake at 4 a.m. in the morning in Detroit. How many people are awake at 4 a.m. in the morning? You know, these things aren't done, like, in prime time with a camera over their shoulder. You know, they're done hidden, so it's harder to deal with it. You know, conspiracies are harder to, if you will, find out about. And I think that's what we're dealing here. But there's overwhelming evidence, I think, that this vote, this election is rigged and the results are false. And I also stick with, by the way, my original forecast that indicated Trump was going to win. And by the way, the states that are in question, Nevada, Arizona, I gave those to Trump and I think he won them. And I think he also won New Hampshire, which they gave to Biden. I think that was fraudulent. And I think Pennsylvania is in the process of being stolen from Trump. Michigan and Wisconsin I had for Trump, and he was ahead until those ballots mysteriously appeared at 4 a.m. in the morning. You know, let's face it. Even Georgia, Trump was much further ahead, and they stopped the vote counting. And then mysteriously overnight, the vote fairy came in and dropped some ballots for Biden.
Yep.
Isn't that something? I like that term.
65,000. Yeah.
Maria Bartiromo, the Fox News lady, she's the one who called it a vote fairy. I kind of thought that was kind of funny, so I kept
using it. No, I just did. Look at, let's see, let me pull it back up again. Okay, so I just did a whole bunch of stuff on the numbers and what happened. You have one state, I don't know if it was Wisconsin or Michigan, where they had, you know, 3.1 million registered voters, yet somehow it was like 3.2 and a half million people actually voted. Well, how can that not be fraudulent? How can the state or SCOTUS not take that on and say, no, we have a problem here. You guys have to fix this. In Los Angeles County, you got 1.5 million people that shouldn't be voting. They're not here anymore or they're dead, but yet their votes were counted.
Right. And you know what? This started, I think, in California, where they started bringing votes in afterwards, and we started seeing congressional districts that were Republican suddenly turn Democrat, even though they were ahead on election day, and then they suddenly lose a week or two later. And this is what happened with Al Franken in Minnesota when he ran for Senate. He was behind, and then suddenly, afterwards, they start recounting and looking for additional ballots, and lo and behold, he wins the Senate. So this has been happening, but I think this is the Democratic model. By the way, when I do the presidential election forecasting, I model for a certain amount of voter fraud because I know some of it happens. This amount was unprecedented. I did not model for this amount of voter fraud. This was like large-scale voter fraud, in my opinion. That's the only way I can explain this.
Well, you had made a comment a while back that they would have to commit voter fraud at such a large level that it would be obvious, that you would be able to see it. Because you can't, you know, to your point, even though those people showed up with those ballots under the cover of darkness, and I'll beg to differ a little bit, when you talk about Detroit and Baltimore and Boston and New York, there's always somebody up between 1 and 4 in the morning or 5 or 6 or whatever. Some of those cities, people are going to work. They're just getting up to go to work. So, you know, I'm glad somebody saw it. What's that?
Let me give you some, I want to give you some voter fraud evidence that's not already out there widespread that I know of.
Go ahead.
Okay? And that's the following. Pew Research, they're a reputable outfit. Let me quote them. They said, overwhelming shares of voters who are supporting Trump and Biden say they are also supporting the same party's candidate for Senate. In fact, Pew Research said that only 4% of voters plan to vote for president and a Senate candidate from a different party. So what this tells you is that people are voting for president and Senate, same party, okay?
Yep.
So you would expect, like, roughly the same number of votes. Let me give you the numbers in Michigan. Okay, Trump and GOP senator got a difference of only 7,000 votes.
In other words, in Michigan.
Trump okay. got 2,600,000 votes. The senator got 2,630,000 votes or something.
Okay,
difference 7,000.
Hold it. We'll keep them on their toes for the next break. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're going to find out some real obvious voter fraud in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another new record for coronavirus cases. An additional 109,858 people tested positive on Thursday, eclipsing Wednesday's record total by more than 5,000 cases. Hospitalizations also remain on the rise, with areas in the Midwest and Southwest the hardest hit. The Trump campaign is filing another lawsuit in Pennsylvania as the counting of mail-in ballots continues. One of the campaign's suits was settled earlier Thursday, as a judge allowed their poll watchers to observe the counting process closer than they were before. Another suit was filed later in the day seeking to stop the counting process. Trump campaign advisor Pam Bondi explained the latest filing.
We have just filed a motion in federal court for immediate injunctive relief to shut down the voting process until we can get a resolution where we can look at these ballots.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
The fella once said,
you listen to the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something different. In other words, get active. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I want you to don't let this stuff make you crazy yet. I'll make you crazy. Give me a few minutes. Anyway, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with me. And let's just get back to it really quick. I don't want to lose the momentum, but you were talking about, you know, proof of voter fraud that really hasn't been discussed yet.
Right. Well, I think this has not been largely discussed compared to other things. And that is this Pew Research study that basically found that most people voting for Trump plan to vote for a Republican senator. And most people voting for Biden were going to vote for his Democrat partner, so to speak, in the Senate. Now, so we expect the vote totals to be pretty close because it was sort of party line voting for president and senator. Well, we found in Michigan that between Trump and the GOP senator candidate, which was John James, a wonderful black person, they both had 2,600,000 votes plus a few more, and the difference between the two of them was 7,000 votes. That's kind of reasonable. You figure a few people may forget to vote for the Senate candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Biden and his Democrat senator, they differed by 69,000 votes. That's an awful lot of extra votes. So if you figure 7,000 is about average for Michigan that would vote differently, that means somebody somehow slipped in another 62,000 votes for Biden. And that would indicate that a whole bunch of votes were dropped on Michigan in the middle of the night, just like we have evidence. We have a lady in Detroit who said she saw three cars pull up with a ton of ballots, and every one of them, she said, was marked for Biden. There was not one Trump ballot that they saw. And so that would help to explain the difference. And if we look in Georgia, guess what? The difference between Biden and the Democrat senator running there was 95,000 votes, whereas the difference between Trump and the GOP senator there, 818, which is very reasonable. Almost everybody voted for the GOP person. But how come Biden got 95,000 more votes? It's almost like somebody dropped in an extra 95,000 votes.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I think that's extremely good evidence that something fishy is going on here. Because
no.
Biden should not have that many extra votes.
No.
Not when the Pew folks said that only 4% were going to vote differently than their presidential candidate for a different party.
I'm thoroughly amazed.
To me, it's pretty strong.
I am thoroughly, and you know what? And your predictions might have been right if all this theft didn't go on. If you were theft of the votes, and when I say that, I'm talking about Congress and the Senate. And you might have got more seats in the Senate from what I see in some of these places.
Well, I think they're still trying to take North Carolina from Trump, and if they do, they'll probably take the senator too.
Yep.
Hope not. But basically, I'll tell you right now from my forecast, Trump was going to carry Texas, he's going to carry Florida, he's going to carry Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Notice that, you know, Georgia and North Carolina are pending because of the Democrats. And Pennsylvania, Trump was going to win by 250,000 votes. Now they have him down to maybe 95,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he should have won Michigan and Wisconsin. Those are both areas where there were big vote drops, according to some people. And I had him winning in Nevada and Arizona. And again, those are in dispute too. So I think if my forecast were followed, Trump would be the president right now. But I really think that there's evidence that there's voter fraud.
I agree with you. I don't know how we're going to prove it, but I agree with you.
Yeah, I did not predict. I predict some voter fraud. Small stuff, you know, 1,000 votes here and there. Nothing on this order. This is an incredible amount of voter theft. And I remember, and I heard it myself from Joe Biden. I heard it on TV. He said, "I have the best voter fraud organization around." I heard that. And I thought, oh, I guess this is another Freudian slip.
Yep.
Or some type of slip. Most people would never say that.
No, it shows you how
he did have the best fraud
is.
Organization.
You know?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I look at the stuff, like I said, when are we going to wake up? When are you watch the people, the walkaway Democrat movement in big, big, big numbers.
Right.
And they've seen what, if this does nothing else, this will push the rank and file Dems who still had a little bit of trust left. I believe this will push them over the top and get them to move either over to Republicans or just move away from that party altogether. What do you think?
I think when the voter fraud comes out and it's litigated and Trump wins, I think it's going to help to set the Democratic Party on the road to its demise, which I think it's in route right now.
Yeah.
You know, I thought for a long time, since 2015, the Democratic Party was going to be over in a few years, and I think we're very close to it now, and I think this election's going to finish it off. And I don't think they're going to get by and skate by. I do not think Trump is going to allow them to skate by. I think he's going to give them a great fight. And I think he's going to win. Because he wins. He beats people. He's tough. He's relentless.
Well, he's
smart, too.
He's definitely tough. And, you know, he is a fighter. He's not going to go walking away easy. You know, there would have been others that would have just said, yeah, you know what, doesn't look good, I'm just going to move on, kind of thing.
In fact, I'll give you an example of who did. Back in 1960, you know, I know my presidential election, Nixon versus Kennedy, there was obvious voter fraud in Chicago. Mayor Daley had stolen votes. Dead people voted for Kennedy to the extent that Richard Nixon lost Illinois and was going to lose the presidential election. And he could have challenged it. He could have really fought for it. But instead he said no. He thought it was not good for the country to have the election in you know,
flux.
Up in the air. Through a prolonged fight to win Illinois. And so he basically let Kennedy win.
Oh. Is it? Hey, you know what?
But Donald Trump is not Richard Nixon. He's not going to stand by and let himself get, you know, run over by the Biden train.
No, he's he's got to be so irritated, you know, with all of this. And you can see it in his voice. I mean, when he gets up there, I don't think he's as tired as much as he is disgusted and irritated and just can't believe what's happening. You know, if you're right, here's the only thing I wish he would do. And he's got a lot done, so don't take this the wrong way, people. But if he gets reelected, as you say, I hope that he just puts his foot down big time and says, okay, I'm going to put a commission together on, you know, elections. And we're going to do what they say. All right? And, you know, I mean, just go right down the whole list. And I would push Congress. I would push the Senate to come up with voter fraud laws. There'd be so much I would do to clean up. Because he's only got 4 years. And what's he care? He doesn't need to get reelected.
Oh. And not only that, the American people will probably be behind him because they're going to want to clean up this mess. I mean, we've never had a time in American history where we could not count on votes. I mean, there were always little fraudulent things here and there. You know, somebody steal a few votes here and there. But, you know, this kind of major rigging of a presidential election. I mean, they tried to get rid of Trump in 2016 illegitimately. You know,
right.
This, you know, he's a Russian stooge. He's a Russian agent. There was, you know, Russian interference in the election.
Russia.
Democratic Party influence. And by the way, in that 2016 election, the Democratic Party, along with Hillary Clinton, paid for the dossier, you know, dossier.
Yep.
That was paid for. I remember it was like $9 million, and they split it roughly evenly. Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for about half, and the DNC paid for the other half. That was voter interference. You know, trying to come up with fake evidence and paying a Russian spy to do it.
Yep. No, and again, look what they did again. This is a Russian smear with the information about Joe Biden's son. This is what has them.
Yeah.
They're fighting for their lives at this point.
They are.
Right? I mean, think about it. If he gets back in and he's, you know, I'd be pissed at what happened just now in the election.
Yeah.
Nothing would stop him from going after them. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero will still be with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
This is that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him, you know, I so much enjoy having him on. I keep forgetting to tell him. I mean, look at Dr. Lomero. Tell people where they can find your writings, where they can get your books, and that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, I have a website, greatnewsforamerica.com, and the four is spelled out. They're all spelled out, greatnewsforamerica.com. And I have about 225 web pages. So I've got tons of writing on there. You can read for free. It's all free. And you can read my weekly articles that I put out. And then if they want my books, you can go to Amazon. That's probably the easiest. Most people go to Amazon. And I have 6 books now in print. And they're also in Kindle edition if you want them electronically. So you get them in print or electronic. And they're sold all over the world. I just got a royalty check from, I think, Australia, another one from England, and from Europe. It's amazing where they show up. Believe it or not, I talk all over the world. I'm on BBC radio every so often, and I do another show as well, a couple shows in Europe. There's a talk radio Europe, believe it or not.
Yeah,
they do an England show.
They're very limited. I've talked to some of those guys.
Yeah, well, they have to be careful.
You know? All right, so.
Yeah, well, they seem to be a little bit more liberal than us.
You were giving us the rundown on that whole thing with, Pew Research and the voter registration. Some of these states. Now, again, I don't know how they fight this. I'm not the expert here. But some of these states have more people voting than they have registered voters.
Yeah, and that's happened before. Philadelphia had, I think, 100 people vote, 100% of their registered voters voted for Hillary Clinton, and none for Trump in 2016. So these kind of strange things happen, but it's indicative of voter fraud.
Well, I agree with you. Voter fraud, we're seeing voter fraud cases this summer from 2018. That's how long it's taken. So I'm hoping, to your point, that the Supreme Court does take it. You still have to follow the process. I learned that today from a constitutional scholar. The president can't just ask the Supreme Court to take something up like that.
It has to go through the court system, district court, federal district court, then a circuit court of appeals. But, for example, in Nevada, I think they now have identified, the Republicans' lawyers have identified at least 9,000 people who did not live in Nevada, who moved out of Nevada, but voted in Nevada. And they're not only showing that as evidence in court to question the results, but in addition, they're doing a criminal referral to the Justice Department to consider filing charges, voter fraud charges against these people who voted illegally.
They should. We have to stop letting if there's no consequence, if there's no punishment, there's no crime. There's no reason to have laws on the books. So
no,
when they don't punish
true.
These people for doing what they did, then it's just going to continue on. And the FBI's gotten away with so much that what's to stop them? What's to keep them, a rank-and-file agent, from stepping up, because he's not going to jail anyhow?
Well, that's why we need Trump for one more term to finish the 2016 laws that were broken and indict the proper people. And I'm assuming people like Jim Comey.
Yep.
And I think we also need Trump there to take care of the Hunter Biden and all the influence peddling that the Biden family were involved in.
Yeah.
And I think we're probably going to need to also take care of this election that was apparently extensive voter fraud, looks like it was committed. By the way, some other examples. Would you like me to cover some other examples?
Yeah, sure. Hit some other ones that people need to be watching out for and asking about.
Well, in Arizona, some Trump supporters reported that the directions on the ballot said do not use Sharpies because they may not be read by the machines. And, okay, so they wanted to use regular pens like you're supposed to use, and they had poll workers taking the pens out of their hands and say, no, you got to use a Sharpie. I think this is in a Trump district.
Even though the machine said don't. I love it.
Yeah, even though the instructions were don't use them. And they had people who were fighting them and trying to pull their pens out of the hand and hand them Sharpies. So, there's a case of poll workers that look like they were involved in
a lot of those workers are union workers. You know that, right? A lot of them are SEIU workers, and they are here in L.A. I know that here at the L.A. Induction Center, where they once they take the citizenship pledge, they go out, and then they register to vote, they get some more paperwork and that kind of stuff. We have caught them on several occasions where when they get the registration form, the voter registration form, Democrats already checked off on it. And when it's explained to them, remember, people from other countries don't understand. They're coming here for democracy, right? They want to come to a country that has democracy and allows its people. So when they sit there, what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? Well, Democrat must stand for democracy.
Democracy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, and people don't get it, and they don't get the difference that people, the new people to the country. I know they're trying, but they don't understand.
No, of course not. And that's why you want people to become citizens and learn something about the country first.
Yep.
and that.
Our kids don't even know about the country. I mean, really, it's getting crazy. But here's the other side of this. These people in Hollywood and the deep state, whatever you want to call them, some of these Dems across the country, they are fighting, truly fighting for their lives at this point. Because if he gets back in and he cleans house, you know, I mean, there are a lot of appointments that will change. These people are going to start going to jail. You know, that pedophile ring, the sex slave, you know, child sex slave operations that have been, you haven't been hearing a lot about it. But people are going around this. I mean, we've got the FBI and others going around this country saving children, saving young children all over the place. There were 300 and some odd kids just a couple of weeks back from one location.
Wow.
So that's big business. That's big money. And it's about as dark and deep as you can get, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So, right. And you are you're uprooting somebody's, you know, money stream, if you would. Just amazing.
Yeah.
So you're thinking this will be settled. Go ahead.
No, you go.
So you're thinking this is going to be settled around the 8th of December, give or take a day?
I'm estimating December 8th because that is the drop dead date for certifying Electoral College electors, the people who will vote in the Electoral College. And the Electoral College votes the following Monday on December 14th. This year it's December 14th. And I think they have to pick them by December 8th. I expect this is going to be settled with a big Supreme Court case that's going to involve multiple states, and the Supreme Court will have to get involved to straighten it out. And I think they're going to go on the side of Trump, and I think it's going to be a 5-4 decision with Amy Coney Barrett giving the fifth vote, because I think John Roberts would have sided against Trump because I don't think he likes him. And he's an establishment-type Republican, a rhino. And I think he would have sided against, but with Amy there now, it'll side with Trump, and Trump will become the president.
Yeah. I don't,
we're going to have to wait a month.
You're killing me. You know that.
That's the way it is.
Love all the riots that are going on in these cities. And you know how I mean that. I mean, it's amazing how they're trying to disrupt accounting. They're trying to disrupt what's going on. And they'll blame that on the Republicans, which is really, you know, that's really
good. Yeah, and the Republicans will know it's the Democrats' fault.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the truth.
Yeah, you give the people a lot of credit. I'm still not there with you. A few
smart.
Of my friends.
Well, there are some that are stupid, and they're on the other party.
I sit here sometimes and I just think, you know, again, here you have people, my wife and I, you know, we're out registering people to vote at, you know, one point in our careers, and it's just amazing how many Democrats really thought that, you know, that it was the Republicans that were for abortion, it was Republicans were for safe sex marriage, Republicans were for high, they thought it was all us, without really understanding really what it was all about, because they haven't done their homework, or we've done a poor job of getting the message out.
Well, it's hard to get the message out when the media is so biased and dishonest.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, false news. I think these polls were a bunch of false polls promulgated by the false media, wanting to provide a narrative.
Yep.
Biden's going to win big. And there's going to be a blue wave. Remember the blue wave?
Oh,
that never
a tsunami. No. Not a wave. A tsunami. Because Pelosi said they were on the side of right, that Republicans were going to find themselves on the wrong side of history. Just amazing.
Boy, she got it backwards.
She's whacked. They need to take her out as Speaker of the House, because she's not doing anything for the people. She's not doing anything for the party. If they really want to self-implode, they should put AOC in.
Yeah. Well, who knows what the fight will be. But I think the party will shut down next year.
All right, so I'll give people your website address, and God bless. Thanks for being with me, and we'll see what happens. We'll put you on a couple more, you know, another week or two. We'll see what's up.
Okay, great.
All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You got a whole hour of me. Isn't that exciting? We'll be back in just a little bit.